Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming up on today's local.
This group of guys right now was never going to be denied to bring this city another championship.
Today was all about the Dodgers. Welcome to a very special edition of LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's November 3rd, 2025. I'm your host, Daniela DeRobio. And while I'd sing I love LA, no one wants to hear that. Obviously, the big story today was the Dodgers World Series celebration. They started with a victory parade in downtown LA, and man, those streets were packed. Our John Barrett spoke with those who turned out for the big celebration.
Dodger fans are going crazy. These buses with the players roll by here on Temple Street. The guy standing on top of the Temple Street sign and the people up in the tree have the best view, to be honest with you. But oh my gosh, what an exciting day for LA to see these players. Here comes another one. I can't even see the players from here because the crowd is so thick. So what do you think about this, sir?
Pretty good. Wild parade.
Have you been able to see? Can you spot the players?
Can't see it. But hey, we're here for support.
How about you? Did you notice it?
Could
you
see? I swear Ohtani was over there.
That's just hope.
And Mookie Betts. He's got to be. He's like right there.
Gotta be on one of those buses.
Yeah. I swear he's out there. Yeah. Hard to tell.
That was good. Sir, were you able to see any of the players?
Yeah, I'm absolutely able to get them all, yeah.
Who could you see?
Yeah, we definitely saw Ohtani. We saw Banda, Kike, Migi, Ro, and Yama. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we saw Dave Roberts. I've been looking for Roki, though. But, yeah, we saw a good amount of them.
So worth coming out? Yeah,
definitely worth coming out, absolutely.
What time did you get here today?
Literally 30 minutes ago.
Oh my gosh, you timed it well.
Yeah, we timed it pretty well. This is the cheap seats. We're in the cheap seats right now.
Yeah, he got the nosebleed, but he got to see him. That's all that matters. Confetti coming down, the players rolling by. Big day here in LA.
Some people who attended the parade admitted to our Craig Figner they skipped work and or school to be there. Take a listen.
Did you get to stay home from school because of this?
Yes.
Okay, so already it's a good day, but how was the game?
Oh, very good. Intense.
She's noshing on a hot dog right there. Is this mom? When you saw the game and you saw the conclusion that just came down to the wire, did you immediately know we're going to Los Angeles?
We were supposed to head out yesterday back home, and we're like, nope, we're staying for the parade. I'm like, I'm calling out. I'll take the ride up for this parade.
What does ride up mean? Is it like you're like
going to get up for calling off the work?
Well, I'm not going to mention your name, so nobody really has to know. You know, you do look like you're a little under the weather.
Do I?
Yeah, you know, like, you know, I think you should have stayed home today.
Yeah, I should stay till tomorrow.
I'm trying to help you out
Yeah,
here.
Thank you.
We had a poll on our Instagram about whether people skipped work to go to the parade, and get this. Only 18% of people said they skipped work to go. 82% said they went to work. Well, after the parade, the party continued at Dodger Stadium. Our Natalie Tavidian spoke with fans who managed to get a seat.
They are absolutely elated. This was so beautiful to witness. We heard Miggy speak of teamwork. Kike spoke of an incredible decade and building a dynasty and a three-part. We heard from Ohtani. We heard from all of the superstars. I'm here with Dodger fans. How are we feeling right now?
You can hear it in the background. It's amazing out here. We're all emotional. We don't want anything else but this for the city of LA, for the U.S., for everyone, for all the Latinos, for everyone. This is for everyone.
We're so proud of this team. We've been proud. We're staying proud. And next year, we're going to be proud once again. We heard a lot of three-peats. We heard the word dynasty. We heard the words building a dynasty. Your reaction to all of that?
We are the dynasty.
We are the dynasty. I love that.
We are the dynasty. And we know we got this next year. 2026 is our year.
And we heard Ohtani say he is ready for a ring. We heard Clayton Kershaw. That moment was just, I had goosebumps head to toe. I mean, what a way to retire, right?
Look, Kershaw's been here for 18 years. I'm glad that he, like, left in this manner. And I'm ready to be next to him next year when we win another World Series.
And he said he is a Dodger for life. But today he said he is a champion for life. And on that note, what a beautiful way to start our Monday.
A beautiful way. We know Kershaw retired as a champion, and we're going to get him this next year. As he's watching us in the stands, we're doing it for Kershaw.
I love that. Thank you, guys. It has been a blast witnessing this. And as you can see, fans are so excited, chanting, "Let's go, Dodgers." And there's blue and white confetti flying everywhere. Just what a moment.
During the celebration, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts had a message for the fans.
Every time we take the field, our players look in the mirror, and what we see is you guys. We see toughness. We see passion. We see perseverance. Yeah, we like good weather too. But I'll tell you right now, this group of guys right now was never going to be denied to bring this city another championship. And I hope every single day when you guys look in the mirror, as you guys unpack this season, you look back at each one of these guys and see what they sacrifice for each other and, most importantly, for you guys. The last thing I'll say, I talked to a good friend of mine yesterday on the plane, and he gave me the okay to use this phrase, Pat Riley. What's better than two? Three P. Let's go!
You heard those fans in Natalie's report talk about Clayton Kershaw's speech.
Thank you. Thank you for 18 years. Thank you for showing up and watching us play for the last 18 years. Thank you for being here for me and my family and supporting us. And thank you for all you guys. Thank you, my teammates. You guys are the best in the world. You guys are the best team in the world. And you've been the best team in the world for as long as I remember. You know, last year, I said I was a Dodger for life. And today, that's true. And today, I get to say that I'm a champion for life.
the wildest speech came from Dodgers outfielder Kiki Hernandez, who addressed the question that's on a lot of people's minds today.
Everybody's been asking questions about a dynasty. How about 3 and 6 years? How about a back-to-back? Yes! We're a mother effing dynasty, baby! To absolutely nobody, the triple champ just won the watch. Out, deuces.
We spoke with Dodgers team historian Mark Langill and asked him what makes this team so special.
I think if they had swept like they did Milwaukee in the league championship series, it would have had that feeling of business as usual. But when you're watching Game 7, you're at the edge of your seat, and they look like the Bad News Bears out there, and Yamamoto is on his 80th inning, and you're thinking there's no way they can win this game, and they do. I think that that's what they're going to remember the most in terms of the way they won it. It was just an impossible game to win, and they did.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy whose job it is to encompass the whole story of the organization, you must have been pinching yourself not only through that game, but this whole series. We had the 18-inning one, and then, yeah, the Game 7 that also goes to extra innings. It's like if someone over in Hollywood got the pen on paper and started saying, let me write a baseball movie. We'll see how it goes.
Well, just imagine, how do you have a Hollywood ending in Canada? And I think that really helped as far as being on the road once they fell behind 3-2. I don't think they had any pressure on them because suddenly it seemed like people had given up. And the unlikely heroes emerge. You talked about the repeat champs and the fact that, you know, whether it is or not a dynasty, because it's so hard to repeat, and everybody today is going to be chanting three-peat, three-peat. I've been at the stadium since 6 in the morning, and everybody's just giving their looks as far as the employees. They're greeting each other. Good morning, champ. Good morning, champ. It's starting to finally sink in that they did it, because when I went to bed on Saturday night, I was just thinking, how did they do it? I was stunned, because that type of game just doesn't happen.
They say history is written, you know, by the winners, right? So when you write about this and you think about it going forward, you mentioned, you know, Yoshi went 80 innings. Or so, you know, you joked about that. But who are the standouts for you? Who really made the difference?
I think as a team, because you have your Shohei's, you have your Yamamoto's, you have Sasaki, you have Freeman, but suddenly this catchphrase, Mickey Rowe, last year it was Tom Hanks, somebody that wasn't on the radar, Tommy Edmund, the MVP of the National League Championship Series. Mickey Rowe joins Kirk Gibson and Freddie Freeman and Rick Monday in terms of hitting one of the biggest home runs in the history of the franchise. Because without Mickey Rowe's home run in the ninth, there's no Will Smith in the tenth. So how does Mickey Rowe suddenly join the ranks of the all-time home run leaders in Dodger postseason history? We saw it all unfold Saturday night.
We also spoke with Molly Knight, baseball writer, author of the book On the Dodgers, The Best Team Money Can Buy, about why this year's win was the sweetest.
The Dodgers have won 3 in the last 6 years. They've won 4 in my lifetime. I think this is the sweetest one. This has been a rough year for Los Angeles. It's starting off with, I think everybody knows someone or knows someone who lost everything in these fires. In January, we've had immigration raids that have been very difficult on the city. I think the city needed this in a way that I didn't fully understand until I've seen some of the reactions and just, you know, people crying in the streets. It's just incredible, an incredible, incredible series.
So, could we see another win next year? We asked sports broadcaster and author Roy Firestone, and this was his response.
We have one major LA pro sports team to ever three-peat, and that was the Lakers. Do we match that with the Dodgers next year?
Well, Dodgers had a lot of injuries this year. There was a period this year when they were really in the hole. They weren't hitting, they weren't pitching well, but they had a lot of injuries. Next year, you're going to see someone like Sasaki perhaps be back in the rotation again. Kershaw is retiring, and he was a factor, but you know he was getting up there in age, so they're going to have more money to play with. They sold 4 million tickets for the first time this year, and there's a lot of people that believe they can leverage this success for many, many years, maybe beyond a three-peat, maybe like the Yankees were in the 50s and late 40s. The franchise value It's blown up now. I mean, it is possibly worth $10 or $15 billion as opposed to just two. So, you know, I got to tell you one quick anecdote. I was talking to Scott Boras. He's the agent, not of Ohtani, but an agent for many, many, many players. And I said, what would you have done in the Ohtani contract? This is when he got $60 million a year as an average. It hasn't kicked in there yet, but it will be eventually $60 million a year. He says, I think Ohtani was underpaid. I said, excuse me? He goes, underpaid because of the Asian markets, the trademark, the branding, all of those things. And then, of course, you have Yamamoto now, too. So everybody who thought it might have been crazy to spend, you know, this $600 million or so contract for Ohtani and Yamamoto's big numbers and Sasaki coming down. This is all blown up in the Asian market, too. So the branding and the whole trademark of the Dodgers in the Far East is out of control. It's in big numbers. So I think that if anything, if you ask about a three-peat or maybe a four-peat down the road, I think they're in perfect position.
If the Dodgers would like to win again next year, I don't think anyone here would be opposed. Well, that's all for today's LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Daniela DeRobbio. See you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.